know, I listen to your program all the time, and I just thought I'd call up and see if, you know, maybe get a good burr out of you guys or something. I've been having some pretty rough times, you know, and raising three grandkids, and I'm self-employed and really a bad year. You know, I'm on the verge of losing everything, cars, house, and, you know, all the house is rented. But, you know, I'm just seems like I can't get caught back up and, you know, get something good going for me again, you know. But
man, I've been through those times, Art, where it just seems like everything's falling apart. And sounds like you got your hands full too with those grandkids.
Yeah, they're like 8, 10, 17, you know, and you know, pretty much raised me as their mom. She got into that drug scene and that, you know. But
Wow.
I'm doing the best I can. I was brought up by you know, my dad was a minister. You know, I'm trying to live the rightful life, and you know, I do believe in God and I love God and I try to live like I do. But you know, it's just my prayers alone don't seem to be getting the job done.
Hey, can I pray for you, Art?
You sure can.
Oh, God, I pray that you would just make yourself so real to Art, so so present, that he would just have a very real sense that you are with him, that you love him, and that you're going to take care of every need he has. I'm so grateful that he's reaching out his hand to these grandkids, and I just pray you'd give him the strength and the resources and just to be the kind of granddad that he needs to be to encourage them and influence them in life. And Lord, just for all the stress and all that's going on, I just pray that you'd give a deep, deep peace for Art and his family, and that this would be the year that things turn around as he follows after you like he never has before. And I pray in Jesus' name, give him strength, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Well, I appreciate that. You know, I just don't know what to do. I'm trying to rebuild it now, but it just seems crazy at times. You know, I'm still awake half the night, you know.
Sure.
Praying or doing this or that, you know, but.
Well, sometimes, and I go through this too, Art, I mean, sometimes when we go through these really scary times, let's call them that, scary times, God's just trying to touch us. He's trying to get our attention. He's trying to say, hey, I want you closer to me.
And,
you know, and so it's not fun. It's not fun, but I'll tell you what, you reach out to God and he'll reach out to you. He says, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. So you hang in there, okay?
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. And thanks a lot, okay?